Accessible Destination Roundup by Amy Tarpain. Traveling with a medically complex child teaches you to see the world differently. You start noticing the things most travelers never think about. The slope of a ramp, the kindness of a stranger, the presence of shade, the sound level of a crowd. And every once in a while, you find a place that doesn't just accommodate your child, it welcomes them, it honors them, it makes room for them to experience wonder. These destinations didn't just give us trips, they gave us moments where Elijah and his siblings could feel the world fully, freely, beautifully, together. San Antonio Riverwalk, Texas. The Riverwalk surprised us in the best way. I took Aviha, Isaiah, and Elijah for a day and night stroll along the water, expecting a simple outing, but what we found was a place that felt alive with kindness. The pathways were smooth, the air warm, and the energy gentle enough for Elijah to take it all in without overwhelm. We rolled along the water with two manual chairs, met up with our friend E, and watched the kids invent games only kids can dream up. People passing by didn't just smile, they joined in. They clapped, cheered, and celebrated the kids' joy, as if it belonged to all of us. E got high fives from people who saw her, really saw her. And Elijah soaked in the laughter around him. Accessibility highlights. Smooth pathways, accessible water taxis, sensory gentle evenings, ADA-friendly maps. Explore San Antonio Riverwalk. Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. Pigeon Forge is bright, bold, and buzzing with energy. But beneath the neon lights and excitement, it's a town that genuinely understands accessibility. We found smooth pathways, wheelchair-friendly attractions, and staff who didn't blink when we needed extra space or time. Elijah got to be part of the action, rolling through wide walkways, enjoying shows with accessible seating, and finding sensory gentle moments tucked between the thrill rides and music. All with the Smoky Mountains rising in the background. Accessibility highlights. Accessible shows. Smooth wide walkways. Easy parking. Family-friendly rest areas. Explore Pigeon Forge. Tanganyika Wildlife Park, Kansas. Tanganyika Wildlife Park is one of the most inclusive wildlife experiences we've ever had. It's not just accessible, it's intentionally designed so kids like Elijah can participate, not just observe. The pathways are flat and smooth, making it easy to roll right up to the enclosures. The staff didn't just accommodate us. They anticipated Elijah's needs, adjusting interactions so he could get close to animals in ways I didn't think were possible. Accessibility highlights. Flat, smooth pathways. Close-up encounters. Inclusive staff. Explore Tanganyika Wildlife Park. Wild Animal Safari, Missouri. Wild Animal Safari gave us something rare. A wildlife experience where Elijah didn't have to transfer, navigate rough terrain, or miss out on anything. He stayed comfortable in the vehicle while animals wandered right up to us, curious, gentle, and close enough to touch. Accessibility highlights. Fully drive-through experience. No transfers required. Perfect for sensory-sensitive kids. Explore the full story, Wild Animal Safari. The Grand Canyon, Arizona. The Grand Canyon is one of those places that rearranges something inside you. I wasn't sure how accessible it would be, but the South Rim surprised me with smooth paths, shuttle access, and breathtaking viewpoints that Elijah could enjoy without barriers. We rolled along the rim trail, the canyon stretching out in colors and shadows that felt almost unreal. Elijah's eyes followed the layers of rock and sky, and for a moment, everything felt still. Grief, fear, hope, all settling into a quiet place inside me. Accessibility highlights. Smooth paved rim trails, accessible shuttle buses, multiple viewpoints. Quiet, sensory gentle overlooks. Explore the full story, Grand Canyon. If you're looking for more wheelchair-friendly places to explore, I've gathered our favorites here, wheelchair-friendly destinations.